Roni's Own Productions proudly presents The New World Army, a new audio sci-fi thriller.
Episode 7, Rescue.
Where is that other gun?
Sarah, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
But I thought you were going to stay and not get involved.
Just stop it. Lucky was taken from my tent. I was taking care of her. They took her from me. And now I have to get her back.
I'm worried.
Well, great. You wait right here and be worried for me. But I have to go.
Sarah, you must find the power of Volan and return and destroy the New World Army. You must.
No, I have to go and rescue that little girl. Once I do that, I'll be your hero, okay?
Goodbye, Sarah.
You could come along.
I can't.
Just like I thought. Now, we'll see if your hover ship starts. Goodbye. Come on, you piece of... Well, beats walking. Let's see, where's the go real fast button? It's this one.
L4.
Yes?
Set 14 shows movement in the northeast.
Life form?
Human. In a hover ship.
Send a small attack force.
Small?
Are those human ears malfunctioning?
No. I'll send a small attack force right away.
Humans are so predictable.
God, this Govlink tracker works fantastic. I see Lucky's right up ahead through this canyon. Wait, it's breaking up. And there it goes. Must have been a blind spot. No! No, 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 no! Come on! Great. That's just great. That's just great. I have to fix a ship that the rebels slapped together. Is there a holo manual? No. Anyone I can contact for help? No. Okay, Sarah. Take a deep breath. Now, where's the door to the engine compartment?
Stop!
Sniper bots. God, no.
No, she don't.
I have to find some place to hide. Oh, somewhere. There's one.
Search the area.
It's so dark in here. Hey, what did I just bump into? There is an animal in here.
Excuse me. I'm not just any animal. My name's Gobi.
Great. I'm hiding from the humanoids in a hole... with a furry... I don't know, it could be a beast, a monster, anything. Death by humanoid torture, or death by a strange beast in a hole?
I'm not going to eat you.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. I don't eat meat.
Well, now that is just really great. What do you eat? Whatever you are.
Rocks. I'm a rock eater.
Okay. Now that my eyes have adjusted... I just realized that I am talking to a rock eater named Gobi in a hole. Maybe I'm having desert hallucinations.
Or maybe you crawled into my home uninvited.
Now, why can I hear an animal speak? This is just too bizarre.
The reason you can hear me is because you're special.
Or drunk.
No, most humans just don't listen. If you don't listen, you don't hear.
I see her signal. It's this way.
Okay, what should I do about the humanoids that will for sure find me in here?
There is another human across the valley. Maybe he can help.
He better hide.
I think he's special, too.
She's right there. What There's been a malfunction.
Crawl out and see if the other human sees you.
Well, okay. I can see a cave over there.
Come on, a little further.
I am not crawling all the way out there.
The human can help you.
This is crazy. I'm arguing about crawling out in view of some humanoid troops?
Hello in there.
Shut up.
He knows you're here.
Sir?
Lady, I saw you crawling there. Hello there.
Is this idiot? Let me take another look.
I see you now. Hello?
Please be quiet, whoever you are.
Oh, me? My name's Tinker.
Tinker, it's very nice to meet you. But if you don't shut up, the troops will kill me.
No, they won't. Not if you come over toward me.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? I'm not running out in the open for them to see me. Not unless you can show me a blind spot.
I can.
Okay, crazy man. Where?
I am a blind spot.
Ah, there it is. Signal is getting stronger right there.
Yes, I see her.
Hurry up.
Oh, how can I trust some weirdo I just met?
Okay, if you wait too much longer, the troops will kill you, and then you'll never know if I'm telling the truth or not.
I don't...
Just shut up and run!
Okay, where do I hide? In here?
No, wait.
She's not on my screen anymore.
What? You're faulty. Scan again.
Why are they not shooting?
And you are?
I'm Sarah.
Now, how in the world did...
I don't know the actual answer to your question, but what I do know, that I could do this. Walk with me.
Are you crazy?
No. Come on. See?
Shh. Shh.
You can be quiet if you want, but to them, if you aren't on their scan screen, you don't exist.
What?
Oh, no. Now we are hearing strange sounds again. They will reset us.
Ready. On one.
What?
Two. Three.
What? My leg's malfunctioning.
Mine too. What happened?
22 tripped on a rock.
Come on, Sarah. They're going to be here a while. Not many humans pass this way. Why are you here?
Oh, I was, coming from our camp, too.
What camp?
Oh, the rebel camp. Karis Liza John?
Karis?
Yeah. She made a place for the rebels to live.
Hmm. Keep going.
Where the sat signals are fuzzy and the troops can't find.
Oh.
In the camp where they took... Lucky. The troops, they came in. And... Wait. Wait. Thought that they couldn't find us. Wait. I thought that they couldn't find us.
I was wondering that myself. They see everything. Unless you're in a blind spot or here with me.
So, when did you know that they couldn't see you?
I had a very important job before they took over.
I didn't ask that.
Wait, I'm getting to it. I was married once. A long time ago. I loved my wife and baby.
Loved?
Her name was Trina. Our son was named Matthew. It was a perfect life here on Talofia until... One day the troops came into our home. I stood in front of Trina, who was holding our baby. It was very strange. The troops came in, and then it was like we were invisible. They even bumped into us as they searched around the room for us. I didn't know why they didn't see us. I thought that their sensors were faulty. Sunspot, I don't know. I looked down and saw that in all the rush I forgot my wedding ring. I told my wife to keep quiet and I would go get my ring. I stepped quietly and walked into our bedroom. When I reached the ring, I heard the sniper bot say, "There she is. Fire."
Oh, so if you would have stayed there with her...
I realize that now. But at the time, I got scared. My family was killed. I heard all about the power of the humadroids, and I climbed out the window and ran away.
What? You could have done something.
It's easy for you to say that. What did you do when you saw the troops today?
Okay. I see. So, why are you a blind spot? Were you implanted with a device?
I'm not sure. I just am.
You are special.
Says who? You?
Gobi.
Gobi.
Yeah. See, Gobi is a, rock eater?
Rock eater?
Yeah. It's a creature that was in the hole I crawled into.
Talking to animals now. Well, you're special too, it seems.
I'm not crazy.
No, I guess a walking blind spot should, of course, hang around someone who talks to animals. Makes sense.
I guess it is a little.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I'm going to rescue Lucky from the capital city, it sure would help to have...
me along?
You're a walking blind spot and psychic, too.
I thought I told you. I'm not getting involved. I'm cursed. I let the only thing I love die. I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry. That's just the way it is.
Okay. I thought I'd ask.
You can sleep here for the night, and tomorrow...
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Morning, Tinker.
Morning, Sarah. There's some food and water in a bag for your journey.
Thanks.
I wish you luck.
Now, a hover ship. Did you have a battery, or...
Let me use my psychic powers.
Tinker, I really have to go.
Shh. You're interrupting my readings.
Seriously, can you help or not?
And it's done. My powers have repaired your hover ship.
Ugh, honestly. Do you have...
Go try it.
Okay. Since you cannot be seen by humanoids, then I'll trust you. This once. Yes, it started.
Of course it did.
I don't know how you did it.
I told you.
Right. One more time. Do you want to go along?
You already know my answer.
All right. I wanted to try. Tinker.
You'd better get going.
New World Army, Episode 7, was written, directed, and produced by Jeff Roney. Characters: Sarah was played by Ara Pelody. Karis was played by Melissa D. Johnson. Sniperbot 56 was played by Nathan P. Butler. Sniperbot 22 was played by Taylor Kent. Sniperbot 78 was played by Scott Knight. Tinker was played by Jim Perry. Gobi was played by Jeff Roney. L4 was played by Jeff Roney. L4's old assistant was played by Jeff Roney. Whew. The next New World Army episode is coming soon. It may kill me, but it's coming soon. So be sure to visit nwarmy.roneyzone.com for more information. Our email address is roneyzone@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/newworldarmy. Thanks for listening and subscribing. And I just want to take a brief moment. I mean, we say every time, be sure to tell a friend. We not only want you to tell a friend or 10, but also please leave a little review and a little feedback on iTunes, on Podcast Pickle, over on Podcast Alley. Send us, an email of what you think about the show. Also, please leave your comments there on the blog when we post our episodes. We really want to get you involved. If you have a show that you feel would kind of match up with the direction of where we're going with New World Army, send us your promo. I'll play it on the show. If you have a little more time, you can read the credits at the end of the show and then also plug your show or whatever your production is. We really want to get you involved, and I so appreciate the folks that are subscribed and all that, but I want to hear from you. Please get involved and leave some reviews and leave some feedback and leave some ratings of what you think about this show, I really, really, really do appreciate it because we want this to build. And, you know, I know it's tough. Some people want to hear the whole thing and some people want to hear it in different bites. But let's at least try. Let's work together to build this show and build the audience. I really, really appreciate it. So until next time, be sure to tell a friend about New World Army. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.